There are countless books, scientific articles and reports on how to improve the health of the elderly. This work has two parts, which are easy to explain by means of the health model which you see here. Under the zero line, we must try to prevent disease and injury. Over the zero line, we must try to promote health and strengthen the coping resources. There is a steady stream of advice. Some are based on solid scientific work, especially on increased blood pressure and increased cholesterol. They are important risk factors, and there are effective drugs. An important problem, however, is that the indications for treatment are so low that almost all the elderly must or should be treated, as you see here. This makes virtually everybody a patient and leads to a medicalization of the society. Therefore, it is important to look for alternatives. Before I do that, I must stress that prevention by drugs is necessary for many people with serious risk factors. We should not forget that. There is a long list of preventive measures which are not based on drugs. Food is important, smoking should be stopped, and measures against stress are important. However, in my view, activity is the most important measure for the elderly, and I shall now discuss the four forms of activity: physical, mental, social, and spiritual. I start with physical activity. The human body has developed through thousands of years, and strength, speed, balance, flexibility and endurance were important goals, first for the hunters, then for the farmers, and finally for the industrial workers. However, in the modern society, it is no longer so, as you see in this cartoon of evolution. We sit through life, in school, at the job, at home. PC and television fill the time, and the result is lower fitness and higher weight. As usual, America is first, and half the population is overweight. The body cannot stand this in the long run, because the body is made for activity and wants to be used. What is not used gets lost. Use it or lose it. You don't save the body by not using it, on the contrary. Regular exercise halves the risk for cardiovascular disease, diabetes, osteoporosis, and some cancers. The brain is part of the body and gets constant signals from the body. It likes exercise, and physical activity is good for depression, roughly like happiness pills. Regular exercise markedly reduces the risk of dementia because it influences the chemical processes in the brain that lead to Alzheimer's disease. The important question then is this: what do I mean with physical exercise, and how much is necessary? In the past, the scientists said that you had to sweat in order to gain anything. Therefore, we got jogging. But new research shows that moderate exercise is enough, and the advice is simple: walk 30 minutes every day, and you may divide it in doses. What about mental activity? Does it help to use the brain? The answer is yes, because the brain likes to be used and it is waiting for input. Mental activity has many forms: reading, writing, crosswords, bridge, handwork and hobbies. It is important to be active with things that interest you and give you pleasure. An elderly doctor hesitated to tell me that his interest was stamp collecting, but it had turned him to history and geography, and he was a member of a stamp club for young people. Social activity is to be with other people and do things together. In the family, in clubs, in voluntary work, in senior centers, in parties and in the neighborhood. Man is a social being and depends on his social network. Therefore, it is important to care for the network and to be kind and generous. It is too late to build the network the day you need it. You must do it all the time. Therefore, I give you a simple slogan: be an egoist, help others. Bill Clinton put it this way: if you want a friend, be one. An important and positive form for social activity is voluntary work. Remember the old word: it is he who gives that gets. Spiritual activity may be the most difficult, but I believe it is important to reflect about life and about my role and goals. A man described his life in these words: I do not know where I am going, but I certainly have to hurry up. The older one gets, the more important it is to find oneself and one's own soul. I have tried to present my conclusions in this figure. I believe the elderly must choose between two circles. The left is an evil circle where everything gets worse. It starts with passivity and one thinks, no, that is too much, no way. And one remains sitting, in the end depressed and lonely. The right circle is a good circle and life is okay. It starts with activity and one thinks, that seems interesting, I'll try it. One gets interest, fellowship and friends. Therefore my conclusion is, go for activity and choose activities that give you pleasure and fellowship.